You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Union Budget 2023-24 may not offer much to individuals in terms of tax benefits and deductions, with discussions underway on whether to maintain status quo on personal income tax rates. According to a source aware of the government's thinking, the overarching theme of the budget would instead be on boosting economic growth by facilitating higher investments and continuing the support to small businesses. It would be expected that measures on these lines would have a trickle-down effect and also help sustain the recent momentum in private consumption. Personal income tax collections, net of refunds, grew 28.1% on year between April and November 2022 against 24.5% growth in corporate income tax collections in the same period. The government is focused on sustaining the economic recovery, controlling inflation, and managing the fiscal deficit. This would be the last full budget of the government before the general elections in 2024, but a populist budget may not be possible given the fiscal constraints. On to economy. The Securities and Exchange Board of India may prescribe standard valuation norms for alternative investment funds along the lines of international private equity and venture capital valuation guidelines, which are followed by funds globally. The regulator may also prescribe a list of valuers, which may include global consultancy firms and independent valuers, said people in the know. The aim is to set out best practices for determining fair value of AIF investments, especially in unlisted startups, real estate, infrastructure, and the credit space. The guidelines are expected to provide a framework that is consistent with global accounting principles and make the Rs. 6.94 trillion AIF industry more competitive. Existing rules require an AIF to provide a valuation report to investors once every 6 months or every year. The funds are free to use their own methodology and choose any valuer. According to industry officials, large funds and those with sizable foreign investments already follow IPEV guidelines. Meanwhile, with business in malls now overtaking the pre-pandemic levels, operators are renegotiating rents and asking for a higher share of revenues from retailers and brands. They are also open to smaller lease tenures, which give them the flexibility to change the tenant mix. Abhishek Sharma, director at Knight Frank Retail, told FE the increase in revenue share has been in the range of 0.25% to 1.2% depending upon the category and brands. For instance, supermarkets are now paying a bigger share of 0.25% because their margins are thinner. On the other hand, cinema theatres or department stores are paying 1 to 2% more. DLF Retail's executive director Pushpa Bector said rents are moving northwards, but the exact levels varied from brand to brand. Analysts said that for online stores, which are typically smaller, the leasing tenure is getting reduced from 9 years earlier to 5 to 6 years. Moving on, the first of a series of G20 finance track meetings under India's presidency will begin on Tuesday. It will deliberate on a raft of critical issues, including global macroeconomic challenges in the wake of the Ukraine war, infrastructure development, sustainable finance, health, international taxation, and financial sector issues. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had earlier stressed the need for detailed deliberations on the spillover effect of the current global turmoil on emerging and low-income economies. The first G20 Finance and Central Bank Deputies meeting is scheduled to be held from December 13th to 15th in Bengaluru. It will help shape the agenda for the finance track under the Indian G20 presidency. The meeting, organized jointly by the Finance Ministry and the Reserve Bank of India, will be co-chaired by Economic Affairs Secretary Ajay Seth and RBI Deputy Governor Michael D. Patra. Relevant senior officials from G20 member countries and many from other nations and international organizations invited by India will attend the meeting. In a move that will benefit genuine taxpayers, the Income Tax Department has issued revised guidelines for withholding of tax refund in case of scrutiny of cases, prescribing a higher monetary threshold and clarifying on timelines. The revised instructions issued by the Directorate of Income Tax has increased the threshold for withholding funds to Rs 50,000 from the current limit of Rs 2,000. Under Section 241A of the Income Tax Act, when notice has been issued under Section 1432, the assessing officer can withhold the refund with approval from the Principal Commissioner of Income Tax or Commissioner of Income Tax. This can be done if the assessing officer is of the opinion that the grant of refund would adversely adversely affect the revenue department. In such cases, if the amount of refund is over Rs 2000 and the case is under scrutiny, it will be referred by the centralized processing center to the assessing officer through the income tax business application to take action on either to withhold or release the refund through the ITR processing module. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.